Nozir, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues as a Hemshech. And we're going to have over here a list of types of Tumah that don't have the Choymer of what we discussed in Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis started Aleilu Tumas HaNozir Megaleach. The Pashtus is the same way when we talk about a Nozir went into a Beis HaKvaros and he touched the Meis. So it's Metame. And we've learned in the past that it's Soysin Zirusai. He has to be Megaleach. He has to be in Karbonis of a Nozir Shenitma. He then has to start his holes in the Zirus is off. He has to start his Nazirus again. That's Aleilu Tumas HaNozir Megaleach. However, we had at the end of the Mishnah, Legabi Etzim Kisoira, we have a chilik that even though Etzim Kisoira is considered a mace, but it's only considered a mace, biyachas to a closer in contact, which is Mago Maso, not with oil. But Deval and Mishnah Beis, everything that we had, whichever tumah it is, which is metameh meis, is soysin zirus, migaleach, maybe korbanos tumah, and he starts again. Comes along Mishnah Gimel, avol. However, we're going to list off a bunch of things now. Some are midrabanon, and some, even though they're tmeyois and they're mechayiv hazos mechatas midraisa, the halachah l'moshe m'sinai is, we'll see in the end of the Mishnah, al elu eina nozim migaleach. They're mitame, and we have a different category, a different level of severity of coming into contact with mess, where the halacha will be that the person becomes tame, the nozir that comes into contact in any one of the forms that will be listed now becomes tame. The days that he's tame until he's mazeh, shlishi, ushvi, and he's tohar from tumas mes are not gipravit nazirus, but it's not soysa nazirus. Which is interesting. Normal, if it's Tomei, it's Chalene Medim Tomei Lameis. It's Soysin Azirus. Here we have not. Halachim Leishim Sinai. Now let's see the list. Avol. Haschochois. Schochois is Meloshin Schach. We're talking about branches of a tree, which are Mesoichich on a person. It doesn't only have to be branches of a tree. It could be stones that stick out from a wall and they're mile over the karka. And a person passes underneath. So it's like this. According to the way the Rav, based on some of the Rishonim, the Rosh and others, explained this Mishnah, this din is Meshach Shaychi to what we're going to learn about in Yitzhak Shem and Perches. And over there we'll talk about it more Bi'iyun. And there's a lot to talk about. It's a never-ending topic. It's the topic of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid and Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. The halach l'moshe m'sinai, we'll discuss the, over there the mekoyros, is that sofik tumah b'shus hayochid, sveike tome, and if a person gets into a legitimate sofik tumah b'shus hayochid, what a b'shus hayochid is also subject to discussion, we'll discuss more over there. The halach is that he's considered tome vadai, and he's already considered a vadai shetime. He came into contact with a kever, with a dead body. What we're talking about over here is we're talking about pieces of wool or branches that stick over from a Beis HaKvaros or from a house where there's a dead body over a Rishus HaRabim, outside the house, outside the fence of the cemetery, and a person passes by underneath. He's not sure, however, if he actually passed underneath those pieces. Could have very often pass near a tree and you're not sure if you passed under that branch of tree, which goes into the Beis HaKvaros. That being said, it's a Sofik Tumah, since he's on the outside, he's on the public property, it's a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tohor. In this case, Chazal saw fit with his blitis sticking out the branches or the stones to be Mitame, but it's only a Tumah Midrabanan. If it's a Tumah Midrabanan, so midrabonon ein yomim elu shel tuma oil nizirusoi, but it's also not soysin. It's only midrabonon. So we put a freeze on the nizirus. It's similar to the idea that we had by giluach, where it's not soysin the nizirus, but it puts a freeze. That's what tuma midrabonon does. So mel the halach is that the schochois uprois, schochois refers to branches, prois refers to stones that are sticking out from the wall, and a person passes by and he has a sofik. It's a sofik tumah b'shus harabim mideraisa. He's tohor. However, there's a halacha that midrabon is tamei. It's important to point out over here that the thickness of the branch or the blita of the stone that would be mal on him has to be the shear of a tefach. This is Mishnayis Arukos and Maseches Oilos, that the width of something which is considered an oil to connect the person who's in the oil with the tumah upon which that oil is being mahil, it has to be pesach tefach, it has to be width of a tefach. So that's what we're talking about over here also. This is one pshat, like we said, this is where the Rav learns. Lemaisa other Rishonim Tosfos on Daf Nun Dalet, which is where the sugya is learning, holds that we're talking about over here not with the zashir of pesach tefach. We're talking over here about something which the reason why it's Torah Midrash is not the way we just explained Al Tzofik Tumu. The reason why it's Torah is because it's less than a Pesach Tefach. Midrash, there is no din of oil. It's not considered an oil, a gag, or something that's mal on both the dead body and the nozer that's passing. It's only Midrabonon because it's Midrabonon. Ena nozer migalei chalov, it doesn't bring Kabonas Tumu. It's not Seis in the Zirus. The second case over here is Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras is a field that had a kever. The field was plowed. Chachomim were goyzer on such a mokoim that if the place of the kever was lost, you have to go in a vicinity of 100 amas, a circumference of 100 amas around the kever, because Chazal were mishar that Shaykh from Achareish, Klem Achareish, to throw remnants of what was under the ground to the point of 100 amas, and then the ground gets turned over. The whole field was turned over. 100 amas is within reason, where you could still hear a suffix that maybe there are bones there, maybe there's a chelik in the mess there, that would be mitama. Maybe there's an etzim kisoira there. So, lemaisa, this tumah is only midrabonon. You see in many places that they will makel in different ways on tumah's beis hapras. Minastam, we assume that the Mechareisha did not plow under Chalila, B'zoyin HaKvorim, didn't plow the place of the kever. It was lost, but it wasn't plowed. Some Rishonim understand that Mestam of the kever wasn't lost. Where Choshish, there's a marker on the grave. The Shaila's only bones that were underneath might have been thrown durch the process of plowing the field. Some Rishonim are not Choshish for that. That place they wouldn't have plowed. Other Rishonim understand, no, Mestam, if the Mechareisha was done efficiently enough that it dug up bones, then Mestam of those bones were part of the process of chopping up the earth, and they became chopped up until the point where there is no intact bone, and Mimele, it's not Metame. Vinishvi Beis HaPrasis Midrabon, if somebody steps into that vicinity, that circumference, around Beis HaPras of 100 Amis, then the halach is it's nitma midrabona, it's not seis in the zirusa, it's not megalech and it hasn't been kabonis. Eretz ha'amim, the Rav brings chazal were goyzer on tumas eretz ha'amim, chutz lords, because they're not as careful with tumah v'tayra, it's clearly only a tumah midrabona. So the halach is over there, anybody that went to chutz lords, the halach is that it's not seis in the zirusa, but it's not oiloloi. He has to be mitayer himself, but he doesn't have to redo the whole migalech and redo the whole nazirus. Lemaisa, this is something that we're meeting up with not for the first time. In Perek Gimel Mishnah Vov, we had the whole story with Hiloni Amalka, and it says over there that Hiloni Amalka came to Eretz Yisrael and she had to fear duch a whole length of nazirus of 7 years because the nazirus that was in Eretz Ha'amim wasn't Eulala. So the Mefarshim explained, Tais Yonta brings, that you have to say like this. Over there we're discussing where she praved the Nazirus in Chutz Lotz. That's not acceptable. The Tumas Eretz Amimim, even though it's only Midrabanan, they set up as strong enough that it's like somebody being Mekabal Nazirus Bebeis HaKvaros. That doesn't work. Masha'enkin over here, we're talking about the Nazirus is Nazirus. Be'emtza, he stepped out. Somebody was chasing him, and he ran over the border for a half a day. So they were not sois in the Zirusa. It's only din derabanan, we're not so makbid. Now we have a din which is l'chor midereisa. V'afilo hochi, the halach is enen oz migalech alem. The only explanation is that's halach l'moshu mitzineh. It has full brunt of tumma midereisa. V'afilo hochi, l'maisa, it's not sois in the Zirusa. Goylal v'doifik. Goylal and Doifik is machlekes from Shein in different places. They're both things that are shayich their accessories of a kever. Some Rishayim and Taka understand that goyel v'doifik, the goyel is a cover. Goyel usually is something that's goyel, that's rolled over. It's a cover of what? It's a cover of a coffin. The doifik, because when the lid slams shut, it makes a noise. So the gufarin is called a doifik. Doifik is like a lashon of a sound, a pounding. Goyel v'doifik, in other words, means an oroin and the cover of an oroin. So these are not atzmei shalmeis, they're not sois in the zirus, but they are mitame midereiso with tumas meis. Other Hashem don't want to understand that goyel v'doifik is the oron itself. They understand that it's more shayach to the matzeva. The goyel is the matzeva, is the gravestone. And the doifik are the stones upon which rests the marker. The goyel rests on a doifik, but it's really outside the kevis. It's not. Goyel v'doifik is mitame b'magav oil. It has the full din of Tumas Meis, Tumas Minatayru. L'maisei na'nozim galeich aleim. There's something not clear over here. The mashmos would be that goylul v'doifik, because they're only accessories to the kever, so then the halacha is, that's why they're not, it doesn't have the full din of soysin izirusa of migaleich aleim. What about the kever itself? It sounds partial that, yeah, l'maisei it's not so simple. If you look back earlier in Perek Gimel Mishneh, it would sound from the din of a nozer shekibul alov v'hu bebeis hakvaris. It says over the yotzim nichnas oilin loy min aminyin. Some of the Rishonim understand over there that even a kever itself is not the halacha of a body since it's under the ground and it's not a tumah shemegaleich aleh. The ma'aseh machlokes Rishonim over here. And you have to say that goyel v'doifik, it says over here, since the goyel v'doifik, he's mal on that thing itself, Masha'en came by the kever, at the end of the day, right now, it's only ground. Under the ground, there's a kever. There's a body. But he's being mal on the ground. The person stands over a kever. At the end of the day, he's not coming into contact, even durch oil, with the mess itself, only with the ground. So the mokum ha-kever, is it tumah shemegaleich aleihem or not? That's machlokes Rishonim ayin shom. Again, in Perek Gimel Mishneh. Over here it says the Goyel V'Doifik, certainly not, even though he's touching the Goyel V'Doifik, but it's only an accessory, it's not a Meis Atzmai. Revius Dam. Revius Dam is another case, we mentioned this in the Mishnah before. The halacha is that a Revius Loik Dam of a Meis is Metameh B'Maga B'Maso Ba'il. That's full halachas of a Meis. But the halacha Moshe M'Sinai is the Eina Nozim Galeach Aleim until it has more of a share. Revius dam, revius is always the share of a mashke, so that's the share legabe tumo. The halacha l'moshe misin, again, there's no logical way to explain this, until it's chatzi loig. A chatzi loig of dam min ha-meis, that would have a din of called atzmei shalmeis, and that would be a din of nozim galeach aleim. V'oil v'roiva atzomeis. A nozir whose mahil on a roiva hakav of atzomois, that's enim galech venisoysin venisirusoy. Even though, again, it's metam v'maga v'maso v'oil, the halachal moshe mesina is ein hanozim galech on coming into contact with atzomois duch oil until there's a bigger shir chatzi kav. Again, logic, it's halachal moshe mesina. The mago maso v'roiva hakav, nozim galech. Again, the Rav reiterates all this. Another example over here of something which is Tomei Mideraisa, the full Tumas Meis, but it's not Atzma Shomeis, is Kelim HaNoigim B'Meis. The Halacha is a Chiddush. All Tumas, all sources, primary sources of Tuma, Sheretz, Ziva, Azov, are all Oves HaTuma. And anything that comes into contact with them is a Rishon L'Tuma. Yotzam and Aklal a Meis, which is an Avi Avois HaTuma, and it renders the one who touches it, the Tomei Lameis, somebody who touches a dead body, carries a dead body, is an oil with a dead body, is an avatum. An avatum is like a primary source. So, the Tomei Lameis could only render something a clear, whatever it is, a rishon. Here we have a chiddush, that the avi avos hatumah, the dead body itself, the kelim shenogu b'meis, the Torah says, in the halachos and pashas chukas, v'kol ha'sheyigal pnei asoda b'chalal cherev yitmoshuv as yomim. So the Torah specifies chalal cheriv is that the cheriv that comes into contact, it's made out of metal, the cheriv that comes into contact with a chalal, with a dead body, the halacha is that it's ke'atzmo shalcholo. It has a din of the dead body, the sword, the weaponry, the kelim that are ala mes have a din not of an avatum, it's not a makabal tumah, it's considered the same level of severity as the mace itself. It renders whoever touches the sword that's on a dead body, the one who touches it becomes an avatum, not a rishon l'tumah. Afilu hachi, a cherev arei kecholol does not have a din of atzmo shomeis, and therefore does not have a din to be master nazirus, to be mechayev giluach v'kabonis. We said the bestomius of the Mishnah that there's a din of cherev arei kecholol, where the cherev klimateches has a din of avi avaisatoma, the one who touches it becomes an avatoma. Afilu hachi, even though he's the status of the normal person who comes into contact with a mace, a normal mess is an avi avos. The person who's being oisig bikvurosoi is an av, and he has a din of the severity of his tumah is mechayiv him to be megaleach. Over here, you have the same severity, but it doesn't have that koyach because he didn't come into contact at the end of the day without smusha mace. That's one way of taking it. Others understand, no. If he would come into contact with the cherev, so then he has a din of touching the dead body himself. That's haloi the din of the cherev. What we're talking about over here is other kelim. And other kelim don't have the din of cherev areu kecholol, if they're not made out of metal. But he comes into contact with, let's say, the clothing on the mess, which are clearly not made out of metal, the uniform of the soldier that was killed. And with that, it's tuma b'chiburim, since he's coming into contact with the mace through the clothing, which he's touching the clothing, the mess is touching the clothing. So that's ki'ilu, he's coming into contact with the mess, but he doesn't have the din of coming into contact with atzma shel tuma. According to some Rishonim, the Rambam and other Rishonim, the din of cherev arei kecholol is not dafka by kli mateches, it's by any kelim chutz mikli cheres. So Tosis says, the Marshal, that Tosis holds that Chev Arei Kecholol is considered touching Atzmei Shomeis, and that's why it's an Avi Avayisat Tumah, the one who touches becomes an Av, even though he's only touching the Kli of the Mess, not the Mess himself. He's not coming into contact in any way with the dead body. He's only touching the sword of the soldier that was killed. Lemaisa, like we said, according to that Pshat, Tosis B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam holds this way, that we're talking about kelim that are not klimateches. And enachanami, we're talking, not talking about a tumah chamura. And the pshat in the Mishnah is that even though it's tumah, ultimately the source of the tumah is from a mess, it's takanat tumah shiva. The doichik over here is that the Mishnah is going to say mazah b'shlishi b'shvi, it's mashma, that we're talking about a type of tumah which does have the full brunt of tumah's mace. It needs eifer parah aduma. Vafilach is halacha moishim sinah, that's not severe enough for the nazir to be megalech. Rabbi Natan wants me to chadish that the din umaze bashlishu bashvi is not going on this case. And the Mishnah is telling you that even if a person touches kelim that came into contact with a mes, if the uniform that the soldier is wearing only becomes an avatoma, the uniform is taken off and a person comes into contact, he only becomes a rishon l'tuma. A person could become a rishon l'tumah, same way if he touched a sheretz. But by touching something that became tamei lames, the clothing needs hazor shlishi u'shvi. The person himself is only rishon l'tumah. He only has tumah on a second level from a mess. He doesn't need efer parah. Vafilachi, the Mishnah includes it in a case where he's tamei from a tumah that's sourced in tumas meis. And the Mishnah speaks that out, even though L'chor Tzadav HaPashev, it's not Mazer B'Shlishi B'Shvi, then L'chor Tzadav HaPashev, that doesn't have a din of being Galea. So that would be one way of looking at it. V'imei Sofroi, the Mishnah says, V'imei Gomroi. We're referring over here to a Tumas Mitzoyra. It has absolutely nothing to do with L'chor with coming into contact with a dead body. The Sugi over here in Daphne and Zion understands, the Gemara even makes a Kavachayim out of it, that there's a logical connection between Tumas Mitzoyra being a stira to Nazirus, the same way Tumas Meis. Al derech agod, you could even say Metzoyra is Hareu Kemeis, as I state in Chazal. But he has similar dinim. There's the 7 days, there's the taglachas, there's... The Gemara uses these facts as a korban that he brings after taglachas, the several rounds of taglachas. So well, the Gemara understands that a state of Tumas Nazirus is Meshach Shaychit to being Soyser Nazirus. I'm sorry, Tumas Metzayra is Meshach Shaychit. You may Sofi may Gomra is Protim over here in Tumas Metzayra, because we're not going to go into all the details. Metzayra comes to a Kohen and he presents himself with one simon. He has a nega. He doesn't have the full simonim of a Metzayra. The Kohen, so to speak, locks him up. You may sogroi, and tells him to come back in a week. In a week he comes back. If the nega spreads or develops other simonitum, again we're mamish biktzara. So then the halach is he becomes a betzayr muchletes. That's the way the Torah describes him in Pashas Tazria. He has to go out mechutz lamach. He has to rip his clothing. He has to call out tome tome whenever somebody passes by. When the nega disappears, a kohen could declare that he's cured. And then he has to start the process of rehabilitation, the process of tahara. What he does is he has to have a tiglachas, he has to all his bodily hair shaved off. And then he has to have, kimavur, in the beginning of Parshas Mitzayra, a korban of shtei mitzayroim, he has to be toivu. And then he has to count 7 days. He needs another tiglachas on the 7th day with tefillin and mikvah. On the 8th day, he goes to the base of Mikdash and he brings the korbanos Hashem, mitzayra, and so on. So there's a lot, you could already hear a lot of parallel between Nozir and Mitzayra. And what Chazal is saying over here is that we understand, not clear if it's a Gzeza Kosovo, it's a Svara in the Gemara, that understands that it's not Soyser Nazirus, it didn't become Tomei Lames, but the Halach is that it's Eine Oileloi Min Aminyin. So Mela, what the Mishnah says is, Vimei Sofra, Vimei Gomroi. Gomroi refers to Umetzayim Mukhlatas in a full state of Tumah. You may sofro is when he's counting 7 days. He's not mitame with the full mitzayra. You may sogroi when he's a mitzayra mukhlatas. Is mitame boil. Maga, masa. Mamish has a din of a mess. You may sofro, he loses some of the intensity on that. Is mitame the maga is not mitame boil. But there's the same din of tiglachas after the 7 days. Vinishvi. The Mishnah says, Aleilu ain't a nozer megalech. It's not sois in the zirus. If a nozer, chalila, becomes a mitzayra, it's not sois in the zirus. Umaze b'shlish b'shvi, he has to become tor. Ve'en is sois is hakoim, it doesn't take off. If he's in the middle of a 1 year period of the zirus, doesn't knock it off, even if he has to take a 2-3 month break. Umatzchel umayna miyad, the korban ain't loyitz. It's about the not mechayiv him, the korbonis of one who was tomei. Be'emes amru, yimei hazov v'hazova v'yimei hezgeiro yishom mitzoyro harei elu olin loy. Be'emes amru means that there's a klal over here, which is, for clarification, a little bit soyser, what we just said, but it has to be put in perspective. Yimei hazov v'hazova, which also have tumas shivas yomim, and they need a korban. Those tumas have nothing in common with tumas meis. And Mamela, because of that, their oileloi, if he has a year-long tumah and he becomes a zov in the middle, I'm sorry, has a year-long period of nazirus, he becomes a tome, tumah zov in the middle, doesn't make a difference. The fact that he's tome, tumah zov, has nothing to do with taking off his nazirus. You may hezgeroi, shom mitzoiro, is that first period of tzaras, before he becomes a tzor mechulates, before he has to go mechutz lamach, he doesn't have the full brunt of the din of mitzvah. He does have a din. There's mitam b'magamas of oil, but l'maisa he doesn't have that full toma, and because of that, it's oil loy min aminyan. It's not even doesn't even put a freeze on the nazirus. Mishnah Dalla is really a hemshech of Mishnah Gimel with a few other connections. Amar Rav Elazar mishum Rav Yeshua kol toma min ames sharnozim megalei acholel. Any tumah that we've described, Mishnah Gimel or Mishnah Dalet, that has a din that it has the full chaymer of being sois in the zirus, that the nozer has to be megaleh and start again. Chayovin alei al bias mikdash, he's called a full tame. If he's a full tame, there's another ramification. The halacha is that b'mezid, if he's nichnas l'mikdash, he's chayiv koris. B'shoigeg, he has to bring a korban. V'chol tuma menames she'ein anozim megalei chole, ein chayovin alei al bias mikdash. This is another example of where the severity of tumas meis. A person could be tame l'meis, but that tumas meis does not have the full choymer of tumas meis. Hein legabe being sois and disease, and hein legabe being chayiv al bias mikdash. Now again, there's something over here that's not logical, and it's all halachal moshe m'sinai, as we'll see in the Hemshcha the Mishnah. What's not logical is that the din of being chayiv al bias mikdash has nothing to do with tumas meis, any type of tumah. If a person touched the sheretz, a person touched the nevela, he's chayiv al bias mikdash. So why does there have to be a level of tumas meis that's sois and nazirus? Amar Reb Meir, lo tehezu kalam min hasheretz. It's less of a tumah. Tumas meis, where he's not soiser than nazirus, is less than tumas sheretz. The ma'aseh, we don't pass him like Reb Meir. The taina is logical, but we don't pass him like it's halachah moshe m'sinai. Others bring that it's kamat meduyik in the posuk, where the Torah puts together v'timei roish nizre, the posuk by Nozer. And the posuk says, es migdash Hashem timei, so the Torah uses the same lashon. So tumas meis has something to do with tumas bias migdash. So in Tumas Nozir, whatever is not soisin is Yerusoi, there's kilu agzeres hakosev that's mafkia from the shame Tumah, even though l'chayit it's a Tumah yoisach hamura from Tumas Nevela, Tumas Sheretz, but it's mafkia from the din of Bias Migdash. Again, agzeres hakosev, halacha moshe m'sinai. There's also something else to point out, which is akdom to the next point. We had a few of the dinim in Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. Etzem kisa'oiro, we had his metame b'mago b'masa, but it doesn't have enough of a status of atzma shel meis to be metame b'oil. And the halacha is b'mago b'masa, nozir tzoyse nizirus, nozir megalech ha'mago b'masa. Revi'ez dam has a din that's metame b'oil, but it does not have a din of a nozir tzoyse olam. So you see that everything is halacha moshe m'sinai. There's really no way to define what's b'chlal, chamura. A tumah chamura cannot have that din. Revi is dam l'chayr is more chomer. It's mitam ba'oil. Etzim kisayra is sois in nazirus, even though it's a tumah kala, it's not tumah ba'oil. And listen to what the Mishnah says. Vayit Omer Rabbi Kiva, danti lefnei Rabbi Leza, ma'am etzim kisayra sheinu mitam ha'odim ba'oil, hanozim igalech ha'magoy v'amasoi. Over there, the din is that he does have the chomer, the mago maso is sois in nazirus. Revi is dam shu mitame, odim ba'oil, any din. This was, again, logical a Kal v'chomer from Rebbe Akiva. Omali maze Akiva in donin kan mi Kal v'chomer. The Mishnah says mefurish. It's all halacha moshe m'sinai. The whole din of etzem kisayra is not mefurish in the Torah. So you can't dan mashi yose chomer, mashi yose kal. It's all halacha moshe m'sinai. That's the chomer. What the Mishnah is saying, over here the Mishnah is saying that halacha moshe m'sinai is in ganzen teresh bal peh, you can't dan lefi the regular gidre kal v'chomer. Okay, this is a klal that's discussed in other places in Shas, but here's where it's mefurish. Kishabosi v'etzeisi dvarim lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. Remember, Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Yeshua. So when he came and he said to Rabbi Yeshua, Amali yofa amarto, in Svara you write, elokein omru halacha, azoy shteit. This is the halacha moshe m'sinai, and that's that. Logical or not, that's what it is. So we just had now a nice sikum of a lot of the gedorim of Tumah v'Tayrus. The sugyas over here, Moli v'Godish, in the sugyas and Tayrus. We don't have a Gemara in Tayrus, so this is kamat from the only place in Shas where we have the yecholus to tuzacharein in such a intense way in the gedorim of Tumah v'Tayrus and sugyas ha-Gemara.